give me some pills, anyway.
That's nice, said Agnes.
She ought to have given him a needle. Look at the size of that boil, said Perdita, one of nature's born squeezers. Why doesn't he do something about it?
You don't like me very much, do you? Said Oates.
I've hardly met you.
She was becoming aware of an embarrassing draftiness in the nether regions.
A lot of people don't like me as soon as they've met me, said Oates.
I suppose that saves time, said Agnes, and cursed.
Perdita had got through on that one, but Oates didn't seem to have noticed. He sighed.
I'm afraid I have a bit of difficulty with people, he went on. I fear I'm just not cut out for pastoral work.
Don't get involved with this twerp, said Perdita.
But Agnes said, you mean sheep and so on?
It all seemed a lot clearer at college, said Oates, who, like many people, seldom paid much attention to what others said when he was unrolling his miseries. But here, when I tell people some of the more accessible stories from the Book of Om, they say things like, that's not right. Mushrooms wouldn't grow in the desert, or that's a stupid way to run a vineyard. Everyone here is so very literal.
Oates coughed. There seemed to be something preying on his mind.
Unfortunately, the old Book of Om is rather unyielding on the subject of witches, he said.
Really?
Although, having studied the passage in question in the original Second Omnian Fourth text, I have advanced the rather daring theory that the actual word in question translates more accurately as cockroaches.
Yes,
especially since it goes on to say that they can be killed by fire or in traps of treacle. It also says later on that they bring lascivious dreams.
Don't look at me, said Agnes. All you're getting is a walk home.
To her amazement and Perdita's crowing delight, he blushed as red as she ever did.
The word in question in that passage might just as easily be read in context as boiled lobsters, he said hurriedly.
Nanny Ogg says Omnians used to burn witches, said Agnes.
We used to burn practically everybody, said Oates gloomily, although some witches did get pushed into big barrels of treacle, I believe.
He had a boring voice, too. He did appear, she had to admit, to be a boring person. It was almost too perfect a presentation, as if he was trying to make himself seem boring. But one thing had piqued Agnes's curiosity.
Why did you come to visit Granny Weatherwax?
Well, everyone speaks very, highly of her, said Oates, suddenly picking his words like a man pulling plums from a boiling pot. And they said she hadn't turned up last night, which was very strange, and I thought it must be hard for an old lady living by herself, and...
Yes?
Well, I understand she's quite old, and it's never too late to consider the state of your immortal soul, said Oates,
which she must have, of course.
Agnes gave him a sideways look.
She's never mentioned it, she said. You probably think I'm foolish.
I just think you are an amazingly lucky man, Mr. Oates.
On the other hand, here was someone who'd been told about Granny Weatherwax and had still walked through these woods that scared him stiff to see her, even though she was possibly a cockroach or a boiled lobster. No one in Lancre ever came to see Granny unless they wanted something. Oh, sometimes they came with little presents, because one day they'd want something again. But they generally made sure she was out first. There was more to Mr. Oates than met the eye. There had to be. A couple of centaurs burst out of the bushes ahead of them and cantered away down the path. Oates grabbed a tree.
They were running around when I came up, he said. Are they usual?
I've never seen them before, said Agnes. I think they're from Uberwald.
And the horrible little blue goblins? One of them made a very unpleasant gesture at me.
Don't know about them at all.
And the vampires? I mean, I knew that things were different here, but, really?
Vampires, shouted Agnes. You saw the vampires last night?
Well, I mean, yes.
I studied them at length at the seminary, but I never thought I'd see them standing around talking about drinking blood and things. Really, I'm surprised the king allows it.